This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
What's happening? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So there's a sound among the believers. Can you do me a favor? Can everyone just lift your hands and close your eyes? When we say release your sound represents your testimony. Your sound represents everything that God has delivered you from. If you have a small sound, then that means that God only did small things for you. But if you have a big sound, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can be seated. To Pastor Poju, I appreciate him, I celebrate him, his amazing wife. And y'all got my brother Keon and his wife here. Reverend, we got to get out of Africa. We have to be back in our pulpits on Sunday. It's the first Sunday. All right, let's get our Bibles. It's a crunch. So we got to obey. I want to obey time. So if you have your Bibles, let's go to 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. And we're going to read starting at verse 17. But the woman became pregnant. And the next year, about the same time, she gave birth to a son, just as Elisha had told her. The child grew, and one day he went out to his father and was with the reapers. He said to his father, "My head, my head." His father told the servant, "Carry him to his mother." After the servant had left him, had lifted him up and carried him to his mother, the boy sat in her lap until noon, and then he died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, then shut the door and went out. Today I want to speak from the subject, unshakable faith. How many of y'all know faith is something that you must have? You can't even accept Christ unless you have faith. And the Bible says, he that cometh to God, you must believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I'm amazed at the number of believers that don't have faith. In other words, you zone in on the facts. And I think I've said this before to you all. Facts are the enemy of faith. I could care less what the facts are. The question is, do you believe that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask or even think? In this passage, we're going to introduce you to a woman. We don't know her name. The only thing that we know is that she's a well-to-do woman. She's married to an older man, and she doesn't have any children. Some things money cannot buy you. Listen carefully. Faith is your currency. I'm going to say that again. Some things money cannot buy you. Faith is your currency. You might not have money, but if you have faith, only God knows what could happen in your life. We are at the top of the year, and I really believe that the Lord sent me at the top of the year so that I could speak to you in regards to the rest of your year. And I came to tell you that this is your year of expectation. How many of y'all are expecting God to do something amazing in your life? Come on here. If you don't believe it, don't raise your hand. But if you are literally sitting in the seat of expectation, those of us that walk by faith, we don't wait until we get it until we praise God. We think about it and immediately give God a praise. So I want to show you something. I want to show you that she sowed by faith. Can you repeat after me? I sow by faith. Look at this. We're going to read just verses 8 through 10. One day, Elisha went to Shunem, and a well-to-do woman was there who urged him to stay for a meal. So whenever he came by, he stopped there to eat. So he went from a meal to meals. She said to her husband, I know that this man who often comes our way is a holy man of God. Let's make a room and on the roof and put a bed and a table and a chair and a lamp for him. Then he can stay there whenever he comes to him. Now watch how she's sewing, but every time she sews, she's upgrading her sewing. What do you mean? She went from a meal. She went from a meal to meals. She went from meals to a room. She went from a room to a bed, from a bed to a table, from a chair to a lamp. It all started with a meal. Then we went from a meal to meals. Then we're going to build him a room. Now we're going to get him a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. She consistently keeps sewing and sewing and sewing. Listen to me carefully. You can't keep sewing and heaven not pay you any attention. You can't keep serving and heaven not zone in on you. You can't keep praising God and God not pay attention to you. Hear me loud and clear. Your sewing is about to pay off. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Come on here. You're so, now from America. You all know black preachers from America. We talk to each other. So you're going to talk to your neighbor today. You're going to prophesy to your neighbor. Do me a favor. To your right or your left, tell them your sewing is about to pay off. Tell them again, your sewing is about to pay off. Now, I need your attention. After she sows, then heaven asks a question. What can be done for her? What can we do for her after all of this sowing? Elisha asks his servant, what can we do for her? You can't ignore somebody that keeps sowing. What can we do for her? Watch me. Elisha said, maybe I could talk to the king or the commander. Now I need your attention. She says, no, I already have good relationship with my people. Listen to me carefully. When God's going to honor your sowing, he's not going to offer you something that you already have. I'm going to say that again. When God's going to honor your sowing, he's not going to give you something that you already have. He's not going to give you a job making the same amount that you already make. No, he goes to do exceedingly. Come on here. Watch me. If they're offering you something that you already have, you cannot accept it. Why? Because it would take the place of what you're supposed to get. I'm going to say that again. If they offer you something that you already have, you should not accept it. Why? Because it will take the space of what you should have. And what you're supposed to get is something that you've never had before. Come on here. Something that you never had before. I prophesy to you at the top of the year, you're going to get something that you never had before. You're going to go where you've never been before. You're going to sit at tables that you've never sat at before. Doors are going to open for you that have never been opened for you before. So after she says no, he says again, what can be done for her? Please listen. The servant said, I walked through the house and I know for a fact that she doesn't have any children. Now I need your attention. Do you honestly believe that earlier in her marriage that she had been praying for a child? Is it possible that she had basically said, well, it's not going to happen for me, so let me move on? You got to hear me. The prophet spoke to her and said, you ready? You're reaping. You're about to reap by faith. Look at verse 16. About this time next year. That is a powerful statement, which means that God has 365 days to do it. What he didn't do in 10 years, he could do in one. Oh, y'all don't believe this. Let's talk. What he didn't do in 10 days, he could do in 1 hour. Up your faith, up your faith, up your faith, up your faith. I know some of y'all have been waiting for years, but what if I told you that this is the year that he's about to answer your request? If you believe that he could do it in 365 days, can you lift your hands and worship God like it's already done? 10 seconds, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Come on, let's prophesy to each other. Turn and tell three people, by this time next year. Tell another one, by this time next year. By this time next year. You ready? Let's talk. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. By this time next year. By this time next year. By this time next year, you will hold what you've been waiting on. By this time next year, you're going to get what you've been praying for years. By this time next year, you're going to live where you've been praying to live for years. By this time next year, you will work where you've been. By this time next year, your body will be healed. By this time next year, your family will be saved. By this time next year. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. So he taps into her no longer unspoken requests. The Bible says that he will give you the desires of your heart. I need your attention. If you read that scripture in the Amplified, watch me, it says that he will give you the secret petitions. In other words, there's some things that you won't even bring up anymore because it might not happen for you. There's some things that you don't even discuss anymore because you don't want to look crazy. But what if I told you this is the year that he's about to reach for what you stop talking about? I need your attention. By this time next year, by this time next year, I wish some of y'all were sitting in a spiritual section that somebody could touch and agree with you and believe that he's able to do anything but fail. Please listen, please listen. He says, you will hold the son in your arms. Watch what she says. No, my Lord. Please, man of God, don't mislead your servant. In other words, I've been believing for this for years and it never happened. Don't speak a word and mislead me. I came to tell you, his word cannot return unto him void. What he speak has to become your reality. Come on here, let's go, let's go. Watch this, watch this. And the Bible says, but the woman became pregnant. And the next year, about the same time, she gave birth to a son. Watch me. Just as Elisha had told her. I told you before earlier, we are a people of faith. What's today's date? January the what? The 4th? 2024, right? I want you to praise God like it's January 4th, 2025. By this time next year, have a seat, 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 have a seat. You ready? So you reap by faith. You sow by faith, you reap by faith. You sow by faith, you reap by faith. You sow by faith, you serve by faith, you reap by faith. You serve by faith, you give by faith. You serve in ministry by faith, you reap by faith. And he blesses you, reap in areas that you didn't even sow in. Let's say that again. You will reap in areas that you didn't even sow in. You should write that down. I will reap in areas that I didn't even sow in. I have a sowing track record. Okay, calm down, John. I got to calm down. I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited. Now, I need your attention. I need your attention. What do you do when your faith has been attacked? What have you sown, you reaped, and now the enemy wants to take what he didn't give you? What have you sown and you reap, and now the devil wants to come after what God has given you? Now, some of y'all can just sit there and just let the devil have his way. But I refuse to let the devil think that he can have what only God gave me. Oh, my God, please let a violent spirit arise in this place, because the violent take it by force. I pray, God, that you let a violent spirit in the spirit realm rise in this place, that somebody has given up. But I come to encourage you today, God's about to resurrect what you thought was dead. Huh? Shy? Okay, calm down. What do you mean? Watch this. After the servant had lifted him up, carried him to his mother, the boy sat in his lap and died. So now she's holding, I sowed. That sounds good. I sowed. I reaped. And now it's being attacked. I sowed by faith. I went from a meal to meals, from meals to a room, from a room to a table, a lamp, a chair, and a bed. I sowed, I reaped, and now the enemy's attacking me. Please listen. And the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So now either you can let the enemy have what God gave you, or you can fight for it. And you must have unshakable faith. So how do you mean? How do I fight for what appears to be a wrap? You have to move by faith. What do you mean? Look at verse 21. Instead of going to the cemetery, instead of calling a funeral home, she moved in a different direction. What did she do? Bible says she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. And she shut the door and went out. She controlled her emotions. I came to tell some of you all, your emotions don't move God. It will only be your faith. She did not, my child. No, she didn't scream. She didn't holler. She went up to the room that she sold, laid the child on the bed of the man of God, and closed the door. She moved in a different direction. I need some of y'all to hear me. Faith causes you to move in the opposite of direction of what you're looking at. Example? Come on, let's talk. How does God tell you, go to a city called Jericho, but I need you to move. Just move around it. Just move around it. Don't say a word, because I'm into movement. How does God tell a man, just go dip 7 times? Don't say nothing. Just dip. Movement. Opposite. Faith moves opposite of what you're looking at. How does God tell you to give when it seems to be so much? How does God tell a lad to turn over your bag with 2 fish and five barley loaves and you have so many people? Because faith moves opposite of what you're looking at. Watch me. What you're looking at should have you depressed. What you're looking at should have you down. But faith makes you get up every morning. Faith makes you walk to work and believe that God is still God. Faith makes you come to the house of God when you should be at home depressed. Faith makes you come to a conference and believe that this is going to be your week. Faith moves in the opposite direction of what you're looking at. Not only does it move, you got to hear me now. Faith speaks. Whatever come out of your mouth, that's what you're going to get. If you speak damnation, then you'll get damnation. The power of life and death is in your tongue. After she laid the child in the room, you can bring it up on the screen. She ran to her husband, and the husband said, is everything all right? Please monitor her words in King James Version. She said this, it shall be well. I got a dead child laying in a room, but by faith I speak, it shall be well. I'm asking some of you all to release a positive word over your negative circumstance. It shall be well. Come on, open your mouth and say, it shall be well. Pray in the Holy Ghost while you say it. It shall be well. Come on, up your faith, 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 up your faith. It shall be well. It shall be well. It shall be well. Watch me. She gets on a chariot. She writes to go meet the man of God. And he asks, is everything okay? You can bring it up on the screen. She went from it shall be well to it is well. In other words, the closer you get to your breakthrough, your confession should change too. I need you to open your mouth and declare over your year, it is well. I'm going to say this again. I need you to open your mouth. Why am I so adamant about people opening their mouths? Because in Deuteronomy, he told the children of Israel, look at me, I am going to give you exactly what I heard you say. So whatever you let come out of your mouth, that's going to be your reality. You have to hear me. What you speak, the Bible says, Samuel, whatever he spoke, his words never hit the ground. Whatever he spoke took legs and began to walk out. I say to you today, whatever you speak will be your reality. It is well. Come on, say it again. It. Say it again. It. Say it again. It is well. It speaks. It speaks. The Bible says the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. When you speak, you begin to change situations. When you open your mouth and decree and declare things, like I decree and I declare that this is going to be one of the best years of our lives. I decree and I declare that God's going to hold back the enemy and the devil will have no territory in my life. I decree and I declare I will live in overflow and I will lack nothing. I decree and I declare that I will live a long, healthy, anointed, prosperous life. I decree and I declare no weapon formed against me is going to be able to prosper. Why are you sitting there and not opening your mouth? I just told you whatever you speak is going to be your reality. Open your mouth and speak over your year. Okay? I got 18 minutes. Ready? So why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here? You ready? I came to get you to move in the opposite direction. I came to get you to speak in the opposite direction. But faith connects. I need you to hear me. I came to connect with you and believe that he could flip your situation. I'm coming off the stage, so watch me. I came to connect with you. What do you mean I came to connect? I literally came for some of y'all because I want to touch and agree with you. Because when two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, I'll be in the midst. That when you connect with somebody, and you got to connect with somebody who's willing to hold you until you get your breakthrough. Let's go over here. When I say connect with somebody, you need somebody that won't let you give up. That's why I tell people, when you come to church, you should be careful who you sit next to. Because everybody's not willing to fight for you the way you need to fight. Come on, I'm coming down here. I came to connect with you. I flew 10 hours just to hold your hand and say, God is able to do anything. Come on. I need you to make sure that you're not sitting next to somebody who would just give up on a fight. I need you to make sure you sit next to somebody. Say, I won't let you go until we get what we want from God. Come on, y'all. Touch them and say, we got this thing together. We got this thing together. I need you to listen to this. You ready? Listen to this. Oh, y'all heavy. I didn't know y'all was this deep on me. Back up. Y'all scared me. I'm good. Watch me. Watch me. You're not going to be able to keep up with me. I'm warning you. I'm good. So watch me. So she gets in the chariot and she runs and she goes looking for Elisha. Please watch me. And Gehazi, who is not spiritual, grabs her and tries to push her off of who she's supposed to be connected to. Watch me. Purpose has partnership. Are you telling me that there could be some people who God say, I need you to touch and agree with them and don't give up? Because sometimes you can feel like you're doing this by yourself. Why would God send people in the building to touch and agree with you and say the devil is a liar? He cannot have your business. He cannot have your children. He cannot have your body or your mind. Woo! I need you to make sure you got the right one to your right and your left. Just touch and say, don't you let me go until we get a breakthrough. Oh, I don't like the way some of y'all said it. They're a little weak over here. Let me go over here. The Bible says that she told, bring it up on the screen, with the connection. But she says this. She says, I will not let you go. But the child's mother said, as surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I would not leave you. So what did she do? She put a demand on him. So he got up and went with her. When they got to the room, please hear me, she sent him in the room with the dead body. I need you to watch who you connect with, because you got to connect with somebody who's going to be willing to fight for your breakthrough. The Bible says, watch me, that he walked the room and started praying. You cannot connect with people who don't have a prayer life. Let's say that again. You got to connect with somebody. Watch me. You got to connect with somebody who God is familiar with their voice. Look at me. How do you know someone has a prayer life? Watch me. A person that has a prayer life, watch me, you don't have to wind them up. You don't have to pump them or prime them. All you got to do is just speak well of your God. It doesn't take them long. Watch me. They only, just speak well of your God. I call you the love of my soul. I call you the apple of my eye. I call you the beat of my heart. I call you my everything. I call you my savior. I call you my deliverer. I call you my way maker. I call you my foundation. I call you the skip in my step. I call you to be the lover of my soul. I call you to be my provider. I call you to be my healer. I call you to be my everything. Do you notice the more I start talking, the more violent I get? Come on here. I need you to make sure you sit next to a violent person. Everyone stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Can I get a handheld? Can I get a handheld? Can I get a handheld? You got to hear me. A handheld. You ready? I need you. Take this off. I need you. Get with someone who's willing to press in prayer with you for 1 minute. Can you grab one person by the hand and say, can you press in prayer for me? Hold on, y'all. Let me explain. Let me explain. Hey, don't stop praying yet. Wait, Africa. Africa, wait. Can y'all hold on? Wait, listen to me. Can y'all listen to me? Y'all go right in. Run down our muscle. Look at me. Look at me. Why am I having you touch them? Because the Bible says that he physically got in the bed with the situation. He literally had to touch the situation. When he touched the situation, watch me, it didn't move. The Bible says that, but the body became warm. I need you to listen. I didn't come here just for the body to get warm. I came here for a resurrection. I didn't come here just for you to feel good. But I came here because you're about to have a resurrection. Please listen. And he didn't stop until the child came back to life. Oh my. You've moved by faith by coming to this conference. I made you open your mouth and speak, so you've already spoken by faith
that this is going to be one of the best years of your life, and that by this time next year, you're going to see it, you're going to hold it, you're going to touch it, you're going to experience it. So you've already moved, you've already spoken. All we need now is a connection. A connection. I got 10 minutes, and we are about to pray for the next 10 minutes. Please listen to me. When I say shift, I need you to go to another person and grab them by the hand. And I need you to press in prayer for them. Listen carefully. So God, we're about to talk to you about some things that need to be resurrected. You know exactly what we're going through. You know exactly what we're dealing with. But today we're about to touch and agree. We've already moved by faith by coming to this conference, and we've already spoken by faith. But now I'm holding the hand of somebody that I'm connected to by faith. Squeeze that hand and say, I believe God. If you wrote, watch me, listen carefully. If you know you needed somebody to connect with you, can you squeeze that hand and let them know that you're in a desperate situation? Come on, you ready? Let's go. When I say shift, you got to go to another. So God, here we are. And we connect right now in the name of Jesus. And we fight during this conference. We fight and we believe that you are able to do anything but fail. For God, we have moved by faith. Oh God, we have spoken by faith. And right now, we are touching and agreeing by faith. You said when two or three are gathered together in your name, that you would be in the midst. So right now, God, we cry out for my brother and my sister. You know exactly what they stand in need of. Do it for them, God. Do it for them, God. Do it for them, God. Do it for them. Come on, push. Push. Rosoto. Batatarabasiki. Rosoto. Come on, I got 8 minutes. Shift. Go to your next person. You have moved by faith. You have spoken by faith. And now we're connecting by faith. You have moved by faith. You have spoken by faith. And now we're connecting by faith. I believe that he's able to do exceedingly. I pray, God, that you go in the area that they need you most. You are a prayer answering God. You are able to do it. You are able to do it. Come on, push. Push. Rosoto. Come on, we almost there. You have moved by faith. You have spoken by faith. And now we're connecting by faith. You ready? Shift. Somebody need a miracle in their home. Somebody need a miracle in their home. Somebody need a miracle in their home. Go to their house. 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 Release angels. Release angels to go into the home. Save the son. Save the daughter. Go. You ready? We only got two more shifts. Shift. You have moved by faith. You have spoken by faith. And now we pray by faith. We touch and agree. We touch and agree. We believe for one another. God, I need someone to see a miracle within 24 hours. 24 hours. You have moved by faith. You have sown by faith. You ready?
it's your last one. Shift. Pray. You have sown by faith. You have reaped by faith. You have sown by faith. Pray. There it is. Twenty more seconds. Now release the biggest praise you have. Let that hand go and release your praise. Release your praise. Release your praise. Lift your hands and let me hear your worship. You have moved by faith. You have spoken by faith. You have connected by faith. So now you receive it by faith. Few more minutes, open your mouths in worship. You have moved by faith. You have spoken by faith. You have connected by faith. Cut all music, nothing but voices. You have moved by faith. You have moved by faith. You came to this conference by faith. You have spoken by faith. You have connected by faith. You just now have to receive by faith. Give me 10 more seconds. There it is. Unshakable faith. Unshakable faith. Come on, we're almost done. As you worship, your faith is getting stronger. As you worship, your faith is getting stronger. As you worship, your faith is getting stronger. Listen to the worshipers around you. You have sown too much. You've given too much. He's about to honor your sowing. Stay there. Stay there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I suppose you, I'm done. Do you hear me? You sowed by faith. Everybody that's serving any capacity of ministry, I need you to lift your hands like God's about to honor something on your behalf. He's about to honor your servitude. You reap by faith. Some of y'all, your blessing has been attacked. But the Lord said, I'm about to honor your movement. I'm going to honor your movement that you made yourself come to this conference. I'm about to honor your movement. I'm about to honor the words that came out of your mouth, and I'm about to honor the connections that you had in prayer. If you believe that you had the right connections, open your mouth and worship for 10 more seconds. Unshakable faith. Unshakable faith. By this time next year, unshakable faith, unshakable faith. You gonna see it, you gonna touch it, you gonna experience it, you gonna see it, you gonna touch it, you gonna experience it, you gonna see it, you gonna touch it, you gonna experience it, you gonna see it, you gonna touch it, you're going to experience it. 10 more seconds of worship.
From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed.
This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.